WHV Mobile.
Last calling stations, KO4PXV.
For PXV, KQ4QHV. Good morning, this is Nick.
Morning, this is Lloyd. Mobile in, going toward Greer. Yep, doing good. Gonna be tired a little bit in the afternoon due to the fact that my 5-year-old was up from 10:30 to 1 o'clock in the morning with the silliness of saying that she was scared and of just mainly hearing noises, which the only noise that was actually going on was a little spare heater, and mentioned that she wanted me to turn it off. And at one point in time, she said yes, and then the other, just a couple of seconds later, she wanted it back on. So literally, she was up, wanting me or my wife to cover up, and then we'd cover up. She'd get right back out of bed. Then she mentioned she wanted to sleep on the floor, so laid her on the floor, would cover it up. She, a few seconds later, she got back up and walked back into bed. So she did that for 2.5 hours.
Poor thing, she just couldn't get comfortable last night.
Yeah, it was like definitely stressing. And then she said she wanted to go lay in on the couch in the living room, and that's not going to happen. And then she also wanted me to sit there and go in the sunroom and just sit in this office chair that's beyond uncomfortable. So I was like, it's not happening.
Eventually got it figured out there, and she got to get some shut eye, and you guys got to get a little bit of shut eye as well.
Yes, we did. I just have to. Make it where the lavender and melatonin spray, because she mentioned that she was afraid of the sounds and monsters. So we just sprayed that lavender and melatonin spray throughout the room to and under her bed to make them go away. To and then shortly thereafter, about the 1 o'clock time frame, she finally gave up, went back to sleep.
Lemongrass spray also takes care of monster problems.
Yep, I definitely heard that. I said, yeah, she was just fitting to be tied, and then because originally she come in there and woke me up at the 10:30 time frame, and so I was trying to not, I was definitely trying to be quiet to not wake my wife up. And then when my daughter kept raising her voice over and above the level that anybody could sleep, and then she wanted to talk to my wife and was just literally screaming and raising her voice to where sleeping was not even begin to be an option.
Looking forward to the weekend, man, when you're not out, when you don't have so many obligations in the morning in case that happens again. You guys got any plans?
Yeah, we'll just kind of play it by ear and then see what's all going on. That, of course, we got the daily grocery shopping to do for Saturday, and then we'll definitely go from there.
We're probably going to make a Sam's trip this weekend, do a little grocery shopping. Most of the shopping I do online and just get it delivered from Walmart. I have a Walmart Plus. It's pretty, worked out really good for us, man. We get the discount on the gasoline as well, so that's pretty nice. Yeah, but we're looking for something to do this weekend. I'd like to be able to go out to a festival or some sort of activity, but right now I don't think we have any plans. We were talking about going to the Renaissance Festival in North Carolina, but apparently that's already sold out. We looked into that at the beginning of the week. So last time we went, it wasn't as popular, and this year round, I guess they're pretty packed. So I wouldn't want to be there when it was that packed anyway. We went for the 2 days about 3 years ago, and on the second day, they were pretty busy, and they let a lot of people in there, so I'm just not interested in being around, arm to arm for 40 feet across,
What kind of festival was it? Yeah, that's definitely a massive amount of people that I don't like crowds either.
Yeah, I can handle, you know, a decent amount of people, but when you got that many people packed into, like, a little tiny space, or not really a tiny space, but just arm to arm, and that's it, I'm going to pass on that. I typically stay away from theme parks during the weekend and that kind of thing, but we were looking at that Renaissance Festival. I think it's in Moore's Head. It's close to Charlotte.
Yeah, we'll definitely try to find something to do. Worst kind of worst, we may take her out to just open air park and let her play and stuff like that. And because being retired military, I don't like a large crowd of people.
You can get involved in some POTA activity or something along those lines.
Yeah, the best thing for a 5-year-old on that time frame, just to let her get out there and run around and wear herself out and get tired. So that's definitely always a plan for the weekend, and me and my wife torture ourselves to sometimes if it's really bad weather, or she's almost gonna let her play.
Playing in the McDonald's and Chick-fil-A playhouses, it looks like to me when they rebuild these restaurants, they're not adding the play pins anymore. I don't know what's going on there, but that's kind of an unfortunate thing. I remember I had a birthday party at Burger King 1 year. And we all had a grand time, you know, and it was pretty good. But I'm not sure those things really happen anymore.
They probably do away with them due to the fact that it's just an added cost of making sure that they're clean, disinfected, and you know, the upkeep on them, so, and the space that's actually lost that they can put customers in there.
Getting to a money-driven society here where if you can't make money with it, then you pursue something different.
Yep, that is definitely true. And there, a lot of businesses are just trying to take advantage of the people to raise costs, not necessarily because they have it. Well, they mainly do it when they see that the public does want thing and it's in major demand, then that's when they raise the cost just because they can.
That mindset's unfortunate. You know, just because you can do something doesn't always mean that you should. But, it's supposed to have some nice weather this weekend, so I'm definitely trying to figure out something to do. And I wanted to mention my apologies for my poor audio quality. I'm not sure why my radio is always sounding like it's overdriven. I've tried to figure out how to adjust that, but this particular transceiver does not have the option to adjust the microphone gain, so I can't turn the gain down. I'm actually in the market for a new mobile radio. I'd like to have one of those Kenwood 710s, but those things are like unicorns at this point.
What kind of radio do you have now?
Elinco DR-135 Mark III. I picked it up on the used market for relatively inexpensive, so I didn't expect a whole lot of performance from it. But it does get the job done.
Yeah, if you're looking into it, definitely a good radio. You look into the specs on the Yaesu FT-2980. That's what I'm talking on right now, and it does really well.
Yeah, you sound great. I've been looking into the Yaesus. I was looking at the FT-500 and the 300. I'd like to have one with a detachable face because I got a pretty small vehicle, and it'd be cool to put the transceiver portion somewhere different than the operation of the face part.
I definitely know they have them out there, with the detachable systems. All right, sir. I am now at work. So I'll definitely say 73 till another time. It's KO4PXB.
Okay, 73 to you, sir, and I'm sure we'll talk again sometime. This is KQ4QHB Mobile.